like to thank you all for coming. Giving up your lunch hours or however you reacted. And then I'd like all of you to thank Ted. He was in the booth. He was the
engineer. You had a lot of hiss, Ted.
He made everything
really didn't
wonderful.
Sound very good. And what was with the digital problems
right
in
Come
the track?
Oh, he's coming out.
Ted, you gonna take some of the hiss off of the tracks or what? Right, I'm mouthing off, huh? Because I'm mentioning your work was not great. Okay, no problem there.
I got one line.
Oh, it's just shtick all the time.
You know, I sort of built my career on shtick. But nevertheless, all right, here we go. There it is, there you are, etc.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Ted. And now I will give you all the notes that I wrote down here. And they begin with the first song that you played, which was very, very catchy, the deedle-diddle-doo.
Right, the deedle-diddle-doo. That was a good one.
To dance and to move my hips and bust my nads, as they say.
Oh, it did?
And then there was the other song after the thing there, and you were talking first about the ineffable something.
Oh, yeah, very deep thing concept.
You smoked something.
Yeah, well, we do that all the time.
I'm going to join you this time. But it was an overall entertaining escapade, and we loved it a lot.
All right, well, thank you.
Most graciously. Then you did a song that involved an animal. I think it was called When You're a Cat.
Oh, yeah. That is figurative.
When You're a Cat. It's very interesting experimental thing with the digital workmanship, and we can thank Ted again for that.
Thank Ted.
You can say that. But again, I don't understand why we have to have it split into 10 tracks.
Right, I don't either. I don't either. Why don't we take it up to Ted later?
We'll move on. Then we did this lovely instrumental. I think you called Sad Song Goodbye.
Right. We didn't talk on that one.
Song.
Traditionally,
we don't talk
then
on that.
Then there was another nice instrumental. You took a break.
Yeah, I was
and,
there.
You
I wasn't there.
You
I left the room.
While you were playing this lovely song that's uncredited and doesn't have a name.
Yeah. Well, we'll fix that, I guess.
Then you came back and
we'll call it Charlotte Lamprey's theme song.
The first line. I don't understand that.
She doesn't listen to anything you say.
Went on to do a new one. There was some smoking involved.
Yeah, there always is
enough
smoking. We'll go back to that now.
It was a catchy song, and it reminded me of something I can't recall. Then you did another song, and that was very catchy. It was a standard. It was a classic Scandinavian.
Oh, Jörg Svensson. That's a good tune. That's a classic.
Everybody loves that one.
Yeah, I know.
You can't
we play that a lot.
Everybody sings it all the time, every time. And it's a winner.
Yeah, a winner, okay.
Then we had a song from you, my friend, the bass playing friend.
It was about
The flu shot.
Yeah, yeah,
he had
the flu.
Very informative. I felt like you were giving me a public service announcement.
Well, not you personally.
And yet it did not pump my nads.
Well, the blues get old.
It's a good thing for you there.
But
you don't know what she's got either, huh?
We all got together and played a song. You expressed your angst, Mr. Trombone Player.
Yes.
And you played a serious song. But the other member of your band transpersonalized.
Very distracted.
That was the thing.
It was my moment, and he stole it.
After singing multiple multi-track vocals simultaneously by himself. Clever trick. I loved it. I want to use the band.
You want to use the band? In what capacity do you want to use the band?
In what capacity indeed?
Oh, crap, I forgot you were there.
Fred Skippy shall answer your question. Yeah? And more.